Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of anti-government protesters have marched in Iraq's capital, calling for political change. A similar protest a week ago dissolved into a riot that left four people dead and protesters forcing their way into the Green Zone and stormed the Prime Minister's offices. The commander of the Islamic State group's forces in Fallujah, Iraq, has been killed in an airstrike. Thousands of forces are battling the Islamic State fighters who have fortified that city. Meantime, the UN Refugee Agency is calling for safe passage for civilians, as well as humanitarian aid. Agency spokesperson Melissa Fleming.
They tell us that they have to travel on foot for hours at night, moving across fields and hiding in disused irrigation pipes. And also, people have lost their lives trying to leave the city, including women and children. They've been killed trying to escape.
Fleming says reports from inside Fallujah indicate people have little choice but to leave. She says there has been a dramatic increase in executions of men and older boys who have refused to fight for the Islamic State. A Ugandan court has sentenced five men to life in prison for bomb attacks on two World Cup parties that killed 76 people in 2010. Prosecutors had sought the death penalty for the bombers, but the judge said he didn't think that that would be closure for the Ugandan society. U.S. Special Forces in Syria, who were wearing patches of a Kurdish fighting group, have been ordered to not use those patches due to political sensitivities. American spokesperson says the practice has always been common, but in this instance, it's inappropriate. This is VOA News. Number of Syrians living under siege has grown by some 75,000 to a total of more than 292,000, underscoring the worsening plight of civilians in that five-year civil war. Stephen O'Brien is the UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs.
As the Secretary General has said, we are one humanity with a shared responsibility, not only to keep people alive, but to give people a chance at life in dignity. The bottom line is that politically we continue to fail the people of Syria dismally in this regard.
United Nations is preparing to begin humanitarian airdrops over besieged areas starting on June the 1st after it repeated its demands for access to the blockaded towns were refused. In May, Syrian authorities allowed aid deliveries to 14 hard-to-reach areas, far short of the request to reach 35 towns on the United Nations list. O'Brien said the Damascus regime has denied aid to more than 40% of the target population for May, and the Syrian ambassador to the UN has denied blocking any of that aid. An open letter signed by 150 health experts is calling for the upcoming Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro to be postponed or moved because of the Zika virus outbreak. Zika has been linked to birth defects, and the World Health Organization has said pregnant women should avoid areas where Zika outbreaks are occurring, including the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Tom Frieden, talks about Zika.
We need to ensure that we have the resources needed to treat this emergency as it should be treated. And if you just look at the definition of what an emergency is for a supplemental funding request, it has three categories. It has to be unexpected. Well, this is not only unexpected, it's completely unprecedented. It has to be catastrophic. And if you talk to any family of a child who's been born with a severe birth defect, there could be no better or more exact definition of a catastrophe. And it has to be permanent damage. And sadly, damage to the developing brain is as permanent as anything.
Starting last October, the mosquito-borne Zika virus began to quickly spread, particularly in Brazil. For the first time in a public opinion survey, a majority of U.S. citizens say they get their news from the social media. In a study conducted by the Pew Research Center, they found that the most popular social media site for news was Facebook, where 60% of registered voters searching the site say they do so to find news that has been posted by their friends. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here. Welcome to Jazz America. There's lots to celebrate during this hour. Jazz on film, including two new films celebrating Miles Davis, who would have been 90 on the 26th of May, and Chet Baker. Jazz is always perfect for motion picture soundtracks, so there's constantly new music coming out as the soundtrack for great acting and writing and cinematography. Well, there are two biopics that have just been released recently featuring Miles Davis, who would have been 90 years old on the 26th of May. It's Miles Ahead, starring Don Cheadle, the great actor who wrote the script, directed and produced the film, and acts as Miles Davis in a marvelous way in the motion picture. Also, Born to be Blue, a new biopic that's all about Chet Baker. It stars the great actor Ethan Hawke, who does a wonderful job of bringing Chet Baker to life. And there's even a number of scenes that feature another actor playing Miles Davis, who was very critical of Chet Baker in his early years, saying his music was too sweet and that he needed to experience life in a rougher way to make his music a little bit more meaty, if you will. Well, that's interesting because Miles returns later in the film to check in on Chet Baker, and he approves of his rougher edge, even though that rougher edge came from the use of drugs and alcohol. Well, his music was marvelous, and let's enjoy some music from Chet Baker from the 1950s as he sings My Heart Stood Still to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
You, that's all I meant to do, and then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk, my lips could move and talk, and yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew that unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until that thrill of that moment when my heart stood still. So well.
jazz in motion picture soundtracks and motion picture soundtracks that inspire new jazz. From the latter, that is new music from the Bill Belasco Trio from their album Three Musicians and their version of the song that was the theme song from a 1970 movie called MASH. The title of the song, Suicide is Painless. This is Russ Davis, and as we celebrate jazz in motion picture soundtracks and the release of two brand new soundtracks featuring Chet Baker, Born to be Blue, and Miles Davis, Miles Ahead. Miles, of course, would have been 90 years old on the 26th of this month. We'll celebrate now with some thoughts from a gentleman who was instrumental in making the soundtrack music for Miles Ahead, Robert Glasper. In a panel discussion at the 2016 Jazz Connect Conference in New York City, Robert Glasper was on a panel discussing jazz in motion pictures. And he, of course, was mentioning that he had worked on the Miles Ahead soundtrack. He was asked if this was his first soundtrack work.
Yep. This wasn't my, other than that, I think I did a college student's film short that was like 5 minutes long. Other than that, so this is literally my first time scoring anything. How did the movie come my way? Don Cheadle tweeted me, and he said, "Hey, I love your record in My Element, my trio record from 07. Yeah. He said, "I love your record, blah, 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 blah." And I was like, "You know you're Don Cheadle." Like, I didn't believe it was him, so I went and checked, and I looked, and I saw it was really him, all the friends he had, how many followers he had. I was like, it's really him. So he tweeted me, and we just kind of had a conversation, and then we DM'd each other, got each other's information, and we started texting and talking a little bit. And then he was like, "Hey, I got a question for you." So, you know, he texted me, and we started talking about it. He's like, "I would love for you to score the Miles Davis movie, because we want to keep it." You know, he wants to. Some of it, I can't speak a whole lot, but you know, basically, some of it is I had to get musicians to kind of emulate different eras of Miles, which who the hell do you get to do that, right? So, but I got some cats, and we got pretty damn close. So there was some of that, but then there were some things that were kind of like showing the future, because Miles, even though he's gone, his music is still here, he's still influential, and it's kind of that at the same time. So. And Miles understood not only jazz, but all kinds of music as well. And so that's why Don was like, "Hey, I want you to do it, because I want a different aspect of it, different outlook on it." So. We'll be right back.
Robert Glasper and a host of fine musicians, among them Herbie Hancock, Antonio Sanchez, Esperanza Spalding, and Wayne Shorter, with music from the motion picture soundtrack of Miles Ahead, a piece entitled What's Wrong With That, in the spirit of Miles Davis. Now let's hear more music written by Miles Davis, interpretation by Chet Baker. His new motion picture, starring Ethan Hawke, titled Born to be Blue, basically ends with Chet Baker leaving the United States to live for most of his life until his passing in Amsterdam in 1988 in Europe, where he was a superstar. He returned to the United States 2 years before his passing in 1986 to record the album Chet in Chicago. And from that, here is the Miles composition, Solar, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Miles Davis and Chet Baker certainly did run into one another over the years and were influenced by one another to lesser or greater degrees, depending on which person we're talking about. Chet Baker, I'm sure, younger than Miles, was certainly impressed with Miles Davis and his success and his creativity, and in many ways tried to reach that high in his career. Well, that's his version of the Miles classic Solar, recorded in 1986. More of our celebration of Miles Ahead, the new Miles Davis biopic, as we celebrate his 90th birthday on the 26th of May. That's coming up. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And here's a message I've received recently, just a week or so ago, and it reads as follows. Hello, Jazz America. My name is Dima, and I am from Russia. I have to work this day. It's very sad to be here alone, but I am fine because of your music, and I want to say thank you. You helped me, really. Dmitry Lebedev. Well, Dmitry, thank you so much for your kind message. I'm so glad that the music had a way of making the time go faster and maybe your work more productive. Now, I want to give you some jazz, some very modern jazz, that was recorded live in Moscow. Here is saxophonist Bill Evans, who, by the way, worked with Miles Davis in the 1980s, and his band Soulgrass. What an interesting fusion of bluegrass music and jazz improvisation is this project by Bill Evans called Soulgrass. And from their album, Live in Moscow, here's the song Feel. Just for you, Dmitry Lebedev. Enjoying the music on VOA's Jazz America.
When I feel like I want to feel. When I feel like I wanna feel. When I feel like I wanna feel. Grind on, 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 on. When I feel like I wanna feel. When I steal like I wanna get. When I steal, I'm a force to feel it. True. Oh, 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 yeah. When I feel like I wanna feel. Don't you know? When I steal, I'm supposed to feel it. No, oh, 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 oh.
You can't move a man who stands alone. You're gonna find the silence in his bones. Oh, now, when I deal my deal, I'm supposed to feel it. True. Oh, 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 oh. Tell me about your friend who never lied. Yeah. On the sunrise, oh, 'cause when I deal my deal, I'm supposed to be
when I feel like I wanna feel. When I steal like I wanna get. When I deal, I'm supposed to be it. True. Oh, 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 oh,
oh,
oh,
no.
When I feel like I wanna feel. When I steal, I wanna get.
you.
Thank you.
one of the last recordings by Miles Davis in the last decade of his life, released in 1985 from the album You're Under Arrest, a song entitled Something's on Your Mind, featuring the nephew of Miles Davis, Vince Wilburn Jr. on the drums. He also co-produced this work and worked very closely with his uncle Miles in the later part of his life. Let's get some conversation going right now with Vince Wilburn Jr. Just a couple of years ago, the street that Miles Davis lived on in Manhattan in New York City, West 77th Street, was named Miles Davis Way. And at the ceremony where that occurred, I had a chance to speak with a number of people who knew and loved and worked with Miles Davis, among them Vince Wilburn Jr. Vince tells us now about how he was inspired to choose Don Cheadle as the person to play his Uncle Miles.
I saw him in a movie called The Devil in a Blue Dress, and he was Miles. Reminded me so much of my uncle, man, you know. And then he was a African-American Chinese food owner in Rush Hour. And there was one scene when he told Chris Tucker, "I'm gonna kick your ass," and he told Jackie Chan, "Then I'm gonna kick your ass." But the facial expressions, it's like, "Oh, this is Chief." We call Uncle Miles Chief. Yeah, I said, "This is the Chief." He sacrificed. He sacrificed family. He sacrificed marriage. It was the music. It was always about the music and moving the music forward. You know, he was the first one to wake up in the morning, last one to go to sleep at night. Being around him, you couldn't help but you wanted to better yourself on your instrument and musically, you know. And he knew so much. He knew about cooking and music and cars and fashion. And, you know, he would tell you how to save your money, invest your money. I mean, he was brilliant. And it was just brilliant to be around that energy, you know. This is just a man who cared about the music and changing. He didn't want to look back, you know, always moving the music forward. That's it, you know, that was Uncle Miles.
And now let's enjoy some last thoughts from Don Cheadle, the man who played Miles Davis in Miles Ahead, in the voice of Miles Davis, and then some extra thoughts before we hear another Miles Davis classic from the soundtrack of Miles Ahead.
When you're quiet, you know, you have a lot of thoughts, and they can sometimes be fighting each other, you know, like a war.
Well, I mean, I, you know, read everything I could read and watched everything that I could watch about him and talked to his son and his daughter and, you know, his nephew Vince a lot about him. And for me as an actor, I'm always trying to figure out, well, if this guy's a badass, and where is he the most vulnerable? Where is he tender? You know, if this guy's supposedly a saint, where is he the devil? You know, because I think we're all of that. We're all everything. We have the capacity to be all of those things. And when you listen to Miles' music, and you know, particularly the ballads, you know that can't come from someone who is just some, you know, calcified hard ass who doesn't understand poetry and gentleness and this humor as well.
Yes, humor and great music from Kinda Blue and the soundtrack of the motion picture Miles Ahead. So what? Miles Davis on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you. Each thing he said, when I last the rest of your day.
Vocal group The Manhattan Transfer from their album Vibrate, the new Juju Man, also known as Tutu. The Miles Davis composition, of course. One last salute to Miles Davis, who would have been 90 years old on the 26th of May. I hope you've enjoyed this celebration of Miles and Chet Baker and the two new films celebrating the lives of these incredible jazz heroes. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you'll join me on the next edition of Jazz America as we give you more of what we call the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers on Jazz America from VOA1.